I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The crisis in South Sudan is being drowned out by coverage of airstrikes in Syria, ISIS advances, and the Ebola outbreak. But it doesn't lessen the fact that South Sudan is in trouble. Without help, when the food crisis reemerges in a couple of months, it'll be a famine. Kids Alive's Matt Parker says they're expanding ministry as fast as they can so they can be part of the solution.
We want to see the kids that we work with come to know Jesus in their lives. We want to see them discipled. We want to see them serving him. We want to see these kids really making an impact for Christ in their communities.
The full scope of the story is at our website. And when you're at a missions conference, you're bound to run into someone you know. That's what happened to MNN's Katie Harth at the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference, right, Katie?
That's right, Ruth. I ran into Noel Bichetti from our good friends Asian Access. He mentioned they have leaders in the top two countries where Christianity is growing the fastest.
They're both oppressed situations. In other words, the governments of those countries, to some degree, actively work against religious freedom, even though they would technically say that they're all for it.
Despite the persecution, maybe sometimes because of it, the gospel is spreading like wildfire. A2 has a persecuted pastors fund where you can support gospel workers as they carry God's message of hope.
We've had leaders in Asia just go, look, the biggest thing you guys can do is come over here and just love on us, because that's a new thing in our cultures.
Reporting from Atlanta, Georgia, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.